I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tunisia grabbed headlines last week following two suicide bombings. Rex Rogers of Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, tells us it's nothing new.
When you look at broader regional statistics, it's something like 60% of the people who live in the region, 24 countries, in some way are affected almost daily by violence or conflict.
But as a Christian channel, Sat7 offers a place for people to pray and find hope.
God hasn't forgotten the region, that he's sovereign, that there are Christians, that there is a church, capital C, that exists in the Middle East, never left. It may be oppressed, it may even be persecuted, but they're amazingly resilient in their faith, and we need to pray for them.
And China's been making the news in Christian circles lately for increased restrictions against the church. But China partners Eric Berkland tells us their local partners aren't too concerned.
They all were consistent in saying that, number one, there are no new religious regulations. They always have existed. That was new to us. The difference is that it's now being enforced.
At the end of the day, the church has one mission.
They did not feel any threat that would change what they are about, namely Christians that love Jesus Christ, that want to continue to declare his glory by presenting the gospel to people wherever they are and wherever they serve.
Pray for the Chinese church as the situation unfolds. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.